Chapter 13. And there were certain in Antioch, in the assembly there, prophets and teachers, both Barnabas, and Simon, who is called Niger, and Lucius the Cyrenian, Manin also, Herod the Tetrarch's foster brother, and Saul. And in their ministering to the Lord, and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Separate ye to me both Barnabas, and Saul to the work to which I have called them. Then having fasted, and having prayed, and having laid the hands on them, they sent them away. These, indeed, then, having been sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, thence also they sailed to Cyprus. And having come unto Salamis, they declared the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John as a ministrant. And having gone through the island unto Paphos, they found a certain Magian, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name is Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This one having called for Barnabas, and Saul, did desire to hear the word of God. And therewith stood them Elymas the Magian, for so is his name interpreted, seeking to pervert the proconsul from the faith. And Saul, who also is Paul, having been filled with the Holy Spirit, and having looked steadfastly on him, said, O full of all guile, and all profligacy, son of a devil, enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease perverting the right ways of the Lord? And now, lo, a hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And presently there fell upon him a mist and darkness, and he, going about, was seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul, having seen what hath come to pass, did believe, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. And those about Paul, having set sail from Paphos, came to Perga of Pamphylia, and John, having departed from them, did turn back to Jerusalem. And they, having gone through from Perga, came to Antioch of Pisidia, and having gone into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, they sat down. And after the reading of the law, and of the prophets, the chief men of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, Men, brethren, if there be a word in you of exhortation unto the people, say on. And Paul having risen, and having beckoned with the hand, said, Men, Israelites, and those fearing God, hearken. The God of this people Israel did choose our fathers, and the people he did exalt in their sojourning in the land of Egypt, and with an high arm did he bring them out of it. And about a period of 40 years he did suffer their manners in the wilderness. And having destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he did divide by lot to them their land. And after these things, about 450 years, he gave judges, till Samuel the prophet. And thereafter they asked for a king, and God did give to them Saul, son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And having removed him, he did raise up to them David for king, to whom also having testified, he said, I found David, the son of Jesse, a man according to my heart, who shall do all my will. Of this one seed God, according to promise, did raise to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John having first preached, before his coming, a baptism of reformation to all the people of Israel. And as John was fulfilling the course, he said, Whom me do ye suppose to be? I am not he, but, lo, he doth come after me, of whom I am not worthy to loose the sandal of his feet. Men, brethren, sons of the race of Abraham, and those among you fearing God, to you was the word of this salvation sent. For those dwelling in Jerusalem, and their chiefs, this one not having known, also the voices of the prophets, which every Sabbath are being read, having judged him, did fulfill. And no cause of death having found, they did ask of Pilate that he should be slain. And when they did complete all the things written about him, having taken him down from the tree, they laid him in a tomb. And God did raise him out of the dead. And he was seen for many days of those who did come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we to you do proclaim good news, that the promise made unto the fathers. God hath in full completed this to us their children, having raised up Jesus, as also in the second psalm it hath been written, My son thou art, I today have begotten thee. And that he did raise him up out of the dead, no more to return to corruption, he hath said thus, I will give to you the faithful kindnesses of David. Wherefore also in another place he saith, Thou shalt not give my kind one to see corruption. For David, indeed, his own generation having served by the will of God, did fall asleep, and was added unto his fathers, and saw corruption. But he whom God did raise up, did not see corruption. Let it therefore be known to you, men, brethren, that through this one to you is the forgiveness of sins declared. And from all things, from which ye were not able in the law of Moses to be declared righteous, in this one every one, who is believing is declared righteous. See, therefore, it may not come upon you that hath been spoken in the prophets. See, ye despisers, and wonder, and perish, because a work I do work in your days, a work, in which ye may not believe, though any one may declare it to you. And having gone forth out of the synagogue of the Jews, the nations were calling upon them that on the next Sabbath these sayings may be spoken to them. And the synagogue having been dismissed, many of the Jews, and of the devout proselytes did follow Paul, and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, were persuading them to remain in the grace of God. And on the coming Sabbath, almost all the city was gathered together to hear the word of God. And the Jews having seen the multitudes, were filled with zeal, and did contradict the things spoken by Paul, contradicting and speaking evil. And speaking boldly, Paul and Barnabas said, To you it was necessary that first the word of God be spoken, and seeing ye do thrust it away, and do not judge yourselves worthy of the life age during, lo, we do turn to the nations. For so hath the Lord commanded us, I have set thee for a light of nations, for thy being for salvation unto the end of the earth. And the nations hearing were glad, and were glorifying the word of the Lord, and did believe, as many as were appointed to life age during. And the word of the Lord was spread abroad through all the region. And the Jews stirred up the devout, and honorable women, and the first men of the city, and did raise persecution against Paul, and Barnabas, and did put them out from their borders. And they having shaken off the dust of their feet against them, came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy, and the Holy Spirit.